banished from an age long ago, a mystical breed of warrior has returned. Ready for battle.
In the history of America, has there ever been a better reality competition / sports game show featuring people in red, white, and blue spandex and hulking half-naked Goliaths? No. I speak, of course, of American Gladiators.
Are you not entertained?
It ran on NBC from 89 to 96, featuring regular men and women battling massive gladiator types in contests of strength and athleticism. Because everything old is new again, and because the writer's strike has severely limited production of other shows, NBC is launching a new primetime version of American Gladiators in January. I think I can hear Bill cheering from here. It'll be hosted by former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan, who's also a reality star on VH1, and boxer Layla Ali, daughter of Muhammad Ali.
And Dancing with the Stars fame. Come on,
no
give her
doubt.
Her props. reality props.
And with no end in sight to the writer's strike, this show may not face much competition outside of the ring. But will it be any good? Few people have been lucky enough to get an advanced preview, but a blogger who calls himself Tim Hammer was lucky enough. He was at a taping of American Gladiators last week, and he blogged about it on LAist. Tim, what's happening?
Hey, how are you?
You're a big fan of the original American Gladiators show. What did you love about that show?
I love, going back, it was sort of, you get to stay up late. When it originally aired, the first season, which was when I jumped in, it came on really late, like way after even Showtime at the Apollo. So this was like really late. And so I was like 8, 9 years old, and my older brother, used to keep me up to watch it. And so, there was that aspect of it. And then also I was a big wrestling fan, and the original Gladiators was sort of like wrestling, except it was real. It had the same sort of aspects of wrestling, except it was, a real competition.
Two questions. What are you doing up at 2 a.m. at 8 years old? And why bring the American Gladiator show back at a primetime time?
While I was up, I had an older brother who, was making me stay up because he had seen it, and he was like, you have to watch this show. So that's that reason. And why bring it back? I guess, like you were saying, everything that's old is new, and there's a new generation of kids who, are the age I was when I first got exposed to it, to see it, and there isn't much else going to be on TV.
So you went to the taping. Is it the same show over again, or have they changed it up?
No, it's very different. Right when I walked in, the biggest difference I saw right away was there was a pool of water. And there was no water in any of the Gladiator episodes I've ever seen. There was also the red, white, and blue is kind of gone. They're wearing black, red, and blue. They took out the white. I guess black gives it a little more attitude. I don't know.
That's right. So is this going to satisfy the fans of the old show?
I think so. I think it will initially, at least. People have been. It's been on ESPN Classic, and I know a lot of people have been, excited about watching the old episodes on ESPN Classic, saying, we got to bring this thing back. So I think initially, and then, deciding on if it's any good.
So what kind of things are we going to see the Gladiators doing?
The taping I was at, there was a new event, I believe it was called Hit and Run or something along those lines, where there was this pool of water with a suspension bridge over it, and the contestants had to run from one end of the suspension bridge to the other while gladiators were flinging giant balls that were swinging from the rafters at them. I've also heard there was also a Powerball was back, which was one of my favorite events growing up. Those were the two events that were going on at the taping I was at.
Did any of the things that you saw as a child watching the show motivate you to go and recreate them in the backyard or in your room or something?
Definitely. We used to do the joust. My brother and I would get on our bed with pillows and sort of pillow fight, and the person who fell off the bed lost, just like the joust. And we used to do Powerball, too, in the living room.
I had the inappropriate question of the morning. I was on the website, and I saw some of the lady gladiators.
Yes.
Did they look like ladies in real life? 'Cause some of them not so much on the website.
There were a few that I would be really scared to be around. I'd say half of them looked somewhat feminine. The other two, I was pretty scared of.
Wow. So, are you in? Are you going to watch? Is America going to follow you in?
I noticed the time of the first episode is also the night that the Wire premieres, which is my favorite show. So I may be TiVoing it while watching The Wire and going back and watching that first episode. But there's a ton of excitement. Just from my blog post on LAist, I was so surprised at the amount of feedback I've gotten from it. Just goes to show how much people are into The Gladiators.
Okay, well, thanks so much. That was the so-called Tim Hammer,
yes,
blogger from LAist. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that does it for this edition of the Bryant Park Project. Teray, thank you so much for being with us the past couple of days. You've been a tremendous sport.
I've had so much fun working with you, working with the Rage, working with everybody in the other room. Tomorrow is going to be another great show, even though I'm not going to be here. But Moby, another great New Yorker, is going to be here talking about his new album and his film project. And he's going to DJ, which is going to be awesome because he knows his stuff. All the music you hear tomorrow, handpicked by Moby. What more can you ask for?
And tomorrow and Thursday, our guest host will be? All right. You'll just have to tune in and find out on the BPP.